Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. Most of us really want to reach optimum health. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life more. That's what Healthy Alternatives is all about. Now, in this segment, what I like to do is talk about an issue or concern you should know about because it can really have an impact on your reaching optimum health. This week, I'd like to talk to you about a blood test that's been developed to detect very minute quantities of cancer cells. This is something reported by Dr. H. Gilbert Welch, and it looks like a breakthrough because you're able to actually detect a single cancer cell in somebody's body. And the notion is that you can then start treatment much earlier, so it's supposed to save lives. What Dr. Welch points out is this test could actually start a cancer treatment epidemic. An example of that is 20 years ago, a blood test was discovered for men who had prostate cancer. It's the PSA test, and it was able to detect very minute quantities of the prostate-specific antigen. It could actually measure it down to 1/1,000,000th of a gram. That's tiny, tiny. So it turned out lots of men had abnormal readings, and maybe a million were actually treated for cancer that was actually never going to bother them. That's the problem with detecting a minute amount, because what can happen is, yes, there are cancers that grow extremely rapidly. There are others that grow a lot slower, others that stop growing completely, and even some, if you leave them alone, will disappear. With PSA tests, what they discovered with prostate cancer, that for many men, they would die of natural causes before the cancer finally got them. But many men, as I said, a million were treated with either radical surgery, radiation, and about a third of them suffered side effects that related to bowel, bladder, sexual function, and some died from it as well. So the notion that we can detect something at a smaller quantity may not actually be beneficial for you, because there are real costs when you're told you have cancer. There's the anxiety you get from knowing it. There may be a problem with your health insurance. You may just having to get prescriptions, spend time in the doctor's office, getting treatments, the physical harm from the side effects of drugs, surgery, all that stuff, what it adds into is where you may not actually be in danger from that single cell that was found, but you've taken actions that could really, really harm you long term. On the show today, I'm going to be talking about an expert that looks at the power of transformation in the actions we take, in the words we use, and we're going to be looking at this and how this can give you a healthy alternative for yourself. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. These are new discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, friends, loved ones. What I want to talk about today is vitamin C and people who are in hospitals. People who are in hospitals can be in states of depression and mood disturbances. What was reported in the journal Nutrition that about 1 in 5 acute care patients actually come into the hospitals and have vitamin C levels that are so low, they're actually at a level that you would diagnose scurvy. What research has found is by giving the patient vitamin C supplements, you can actually get a 35% reduction in mood disturbances. So if you know somebody and maybe they're not in the hospital the situation, but they're in a depressed type of state, what you might want to look at doing is adding vitamin C. And when you have somebody take vitamin C, to have them take vitamin C that also has bioflavonoids in it. Bioflavonoids help the vitamin C to be absorbed in the system and used more effectively. So that's your healthy breakthrough for this week. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com. Before I bring on my guests, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
So my guest today is Tammy Redman. Tammy is an award-winning certified coach and business growth strategist. She's the author of the exquisite Self-Care Tips for Professional Women. It's a booklet and it's a workbook series, and also Pillars to Success workbook. Tammy has championed the power of transformation for people to take action, to move themselves to where they haven't been. She looks at the power of words and how you can choose and use them wisely. Tammy, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be on your radio program with you.
Well, great. And I have a question for you. You're known for tackling mindset and limiting beliefs that people have. So can you expand on that in terms of what you mean and how you're operating in that arena?
I will absolutely do my best. You know, we operate as humans based on the pictures that we see around us, based on the experiences that we have. So as adults, we continue to make choices based on, a lot of times, the past that's presenting itself in the present. The mind is so powerful, and our limiting beliefs often come out of that picture that we've created or the words that have been used. The mindset that is created from our past experiences create our limiting beliefs for our future. And they can also create our opportunities for what we want to create in the future as well. I tend to work with people that seem to be stuck where they getting to where they want to go, and it often is triggered by the way that they're looking at their present situation and the mindset around it.
Now, since we're talking also here about healthy alternatives, how have you seen that mindset, especially when it's stuck and negative, affecting people?
Oh, gosh. You know, it affects people in the way that they dress. It affects people in their body physically. It affects the expressions that they have on their face without even realizing it. It affects the relationships that they create around them in work, for their personal lives. It affects, I believe, I have seen the mindset and how we look at our present situation or the beliefs that we have around it truly does affect and can affect every area of one's life.
As a matter of fact, there's a chunk of research that's been done looking at optimists versus pessimists, And the optimists, they actually did a study where they tracked a class of Harvard grads through their lifespan, and they found the people who lived longest, stayed healthy, enjoyed life the most were the optimists versus the pessimist. And in some respects, I would be labeling then pessimist as somebody who's kind of stuck in a mindset belief that they can't see any other options. Would you agree with that?
You know, I would agree with that. Absolutely, yeah, 100%. I would agree with that. You know, pessimist and optimist. I'm so careful about labeling people. Just, you know, only because that just, it attracts a different way. You know, people think if they're labeled one way, then I'm always that way. And what I love about the power of shifting mindsets, shifting perspective, is they do have the power to change. They can. A pessimist can turn into an optimist real quick. It takes work. Me being the eternal optimist that I am, I believe.
Right,
they
yeah. You might want to talk to a few pessimists about that. So you talk about words and the power of words. So how do you see that being the an influence and an impact on people's mindsets and limiting beliefs?
Well, you know, Jerry, I have worked and talked with people about, you know, being present to the words that we use for a long time, even before I got into this line of work as a coach, my background being in communications, I know how words laying out on a page or in a publication or in a speech can impact people's reaction, and it can generate a positive or a negative. Well, the same is true in our own individual lives. If we're continually speaking words that are negative over our life, what do we suppose the outcome is going to be on the other side? You'll hear me say, people have heard me, it's very common for me to say, if you don't like where you're at, then check the words that you're speaking around it, because your words will create a picture, and that picture will be more of a dominant picture for you, and we know that we move in that direction of our dominant picture. So if you don't have the results that you want, if you're feeling broke, busted, and disgusted, if you're feeling lonely, if your life isn't the healthy lifestyle that you feel you want or deserve, check how you're speaking to it, because oftentimes we'll align with what we're saying.
Yeah, you've been at a couple of programs where I've done that muscle checking concept, the kinesiology work that I do.
Yes, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Love it.
Well, thanks. For listeners, if they want to go watch a video of me doing that so you understand what I'm talking about, if you're not familiar with it, you can go to templates.com and you'll see under Programs and Keynotes a video demo that you can click on. But one of the pieces I've done, Tammy, is where I've had people say, I have a problem. They say it out loud. You do the muscle check and their arm basically falls off. When you say, I have an opportunity or a challenge, their arm stays rock solid. What that says to me is exactly what you're talking about, that words have literally immediate impacts on people and how they operate and how they feel and how they function. So I agree completely with what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And your work that you do shows it in such a beautiful way. It takes it from the seemingly intangible to the very tangible, and you can't deny when you watch that happen to someone's arm or you have it happen to your arm where it just goes limp. Because of
yeah,
a word
well,
that you
what know. Happened?
Right.
So let me ask you a question. What are some of the, so you got the folks who are, I'll call them the pessimists, even though you don't label them, but so that we have we know what side of the coin we're talking about. What are some of the things that somebody like that can do to begin to adjust their mindset so they can look at creating the kind of picture that they want to have?
Well, that's a great question. I call them negative Nellies is the terminology that I use. So,
oh, you got a label.
I do have a label. I do. But I don't tell the person that, but I certainly, that's how I've separated them in my mind, yes.
Got it.
So the negative mindset of those negative Nellies or pessimists, the first and foremost thing that they got to do, and I say got to intentionally, it is a must. We can't change until we acknowledge that there is change that is needed. So if they're looking at how they can change their life to being more healthy and having a more vibrant lifestyle, check in with the people that are close to them and ask for their feedback. How do you perceive me? And if that person is truly going to be honest with you, they're going to say, I see that you're pretty negative. Love you, coming from a place with love here, but you're kind of negative. So So the first step is being at that place to acknowledge, I think that there's a problem and I want to do something about it. The second thing is ask for the people that are closest to you that you trust.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. How do you get them to that first place to even realize that there's a problem?
You know, that is a great question. And I'll say, is there a really good how? As a coach, I ask people powerful questions and start to tell people, here's what I'm noticing. You're saying you want to increase your job performance, and you've identified the ways that you could do that. But here's what I'm noticing. And so as a coach, they've given me permission to start asking really tough questions to them. And that will start to open up their mind. So people that don't have someone like that around them, if they know that they're negative, they feel that they're being negative, start putting positive influences around you to begin to make those changes. Now, the people that we put around us, Jerry, are so important to our success in life and to our satisfaction, our health, our happiness. And they can help to begin to show us by modeling to us what a positive mindset is. So we can't force people to see it. I can hopefully lead them and show them through the power of questioning to get them to that place where they actually recognize, I do want to change.
And I think paying attention is going to be the key for that person. In other words, if have lots of folks who say to you, boy, you know, how come you always look that side? That's kind of the indication you're that negative Nelly or pessimist, and that may be the trigger that you need to say, well, let me look a little closer at this and start doing what you're talking about.
Well, so, one of the questions I have is ask people to, they got to identify, what is it costing me to be this way? What's it costing me? If this is happening around me, what's it costing me? Is it costing me relationships? Is it costing me love? Is it costing me a job or the ability to earn or, you know, get the things that I say that I want?
There's actually a long-term impact that people aren't aware of in terms of being on the negative side. There was actually a research study, you may or may not be aware of it, Tammy, that was done in Stockholm, Sweden over 10 years, something like 3,200 men, all in good health. They asked them to rate their bosses on 10 behavior measures. An example would be, my boss gives me the information I need. Either the boss is going to be rated really high in that or very, very poorly in that. And they found that over the 10-year period, 74 of these men had either a heart attack or a cardiac event happen. And that the people who worked for the boss who was more negative and lower rated had more events, and the longer they worked for that same boss, the higher the number of cardiac events or heart attacks that they actually had. So you're talking long term here, because you also talk about words and about emotions. And so does that relate to the kinds of things you're talking about and aware of as well?
Yes, and I love that you back this up with the research. And I have, you know, research that through experience and as well as going online and doing study to see how our words, align with our and affect our emotions most directly. And, words are powerful. Choose them and use them wisely. They have the ability to propel us forward, to give us life. They have the ability and power to give us death. You know, I love that the research that you shared too, because that's a perfect example for people going back to, you know, how do you know it's time to change or what might that first step be? Look at the people that you have around you. If you find them to be negative, if you find the environment to be negative, it's probably coming off on you in some way as well. And, when we can check our emotions, begin to, check in with the body. You know, I'll tell people too, when they're really struggling with something, where is it registering in their body? Because that's often a sign too, that when we take a moment to breathe and check in, and as your work shows too, when you speak that word and check in with the body, how it's registering, that's an emotion that's being displaced into the body physically. It's manifesting itself physically. And so, again, using the power to correct that is in reframing and picking a different word or picking a different phrase that you are label, again, back to labels, that you might place. So, yes, words are connected to the emotions, and yes, I've seen people go downhill just from the people that they place around them, with their boss or their family members.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Tammy Redman, and talking about the notion of mindset, limiting beliefs, the words we use, the pictures we create, in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So I'm talking today to Tammy Redman. She's an award-winning certified coach and business growth strategist. She's author of The Exquisite Self-Care Tips for Professional Women. It's a booklet, workshop series, workbook, and the Pillars of Success workbook. And Tammy focuses on helping people really transform. Now, I've got a question, Tammy. Words, pictures, emotions, how do all those fit together?
Wow. One of my favorite topics, Jerry. Words create pictures, and those pictures then create emotions. You know, when we speak a word, automatically most people go to an image in their head, and there is an emotional attachment to that image. So if we're speaking a negative word, it's creating a negative image in our head. Therefore, the emotion that's attached to it is often negative. We can do the same for positive. That's why, you know, a couple of years ago, The Secret came out and all, you know, these big vision boards, and people were putting these pictures on the walls, which is great. So create a wall of pictures about what you want to create in your life, what you want to have within your grasp. I always tell people you can't just put the picture on the wall. There's also the action plan that goes with it. So, yes, a word will create that picture, and that imagery will create emotion, which is what motivates us to then get into action. You can't have the words and pictures and emotions without then having something to go into action toward, actually, to really manifesting it.
So you really have to want to be achieving something and have the enough level of emotion to put you into taking action on it then.
That's what I've seen. That's from my experience and my beliefs for certain. I've seen it happen with CEOs of large corporations that want to transform their teams. I've seen it within elected officials that I've worked with that don't see themselves as leaders. They were just elected into a position. And when I can begin to start to work with them on how they're speaking about who they are in the world, creating a picture, so what's that look like? What's that end result going to look like when you achieve this? That starts to generate that excitement, and they can then see themselves changing toward what that dominant picture has created for them.
So let's bring this, really go
hand in hand.
Okay, so let's bring this down to more tangible for listeners. Give us like an example of somebody you've worked with and how your approach, your action-oriented approach with folks has helped them specifically.
Well, more specifically, down to a gal I'll use as an example. She's a very successful CPA. She's had her company for several years, started it from just a grassroots effort, and she has always she had a heart song for wanting to get into the speaking world. She has a message that really transforms the way people see money and the way that they use money. I mean, she makes numbers fun. That's what I tell her all the time. She makes it fun to want to do spreadsheets, truly, and I'm not a numbers person. But what she was locked onto was the picture that she had in her mind of something that had happened when she was on a stage performing back in college. So the dominant picture in her mind was that she couldn't be a speaker today as a successful professional because of this experience that she was would get in sweats about, break out in sweats, because of what she would remember from college. And so it was creating a different picture for her, and we began to work on, so what would it look like today? Let's set that aside, and let's look at you as the woman that you are today. And I started coaching her through creating a new picture for herself about what it would feel like to be on the platform speaking, how the audience would receive her, what the outcome was for that day of her speaking in front of a group of 50 people. And how would that feel? And then she created the emotion once she had the clarity of that picture. She's now speaking to large organizations, to Chamber of Commerce, to all different types of groups on the power of their how they can use their money and get comfortable with numbers. I mean, it's fantastic to see. That's how I work with people and get them. As long as they want to be in action and change, we can begin to create a new picture, a new dominant picture, and get them moving in that direction.
How long did it take working with her to get from start to where she was, speaking to those other kinds of those groups successfully? Would you say it took?
Oh, gosh. I worked with her on a 12-week. We did a 12-week coaching series. And
once a week?
It was weekly. Yep, it was
okay.
Weekly. Mm-hmm. We did an action session. And we just really tackled it. So 12 weeks through the coaching, and by the end of it, actually probably at about week, I'd have to go back and look, but about week seven or eight into it, she was already creating her speaker kit and her speaker package, and we were then the last four or so weeks of the time together, four or five weeks, we were putting together her topics and getting her ready for the platform.
So for people to change what she was carrying around for years, 12 weeks is a pretty short period of time.
Pretty short period of time, something, because she was carrying it around for so long. But again, the key that I stated too is she was ready for the change. She was an action-oriented woman and really wanted this. She just couldn't connect the dots how to get it because of what she was locked onto. So she had the desire, but she didn't have the how, and we created a bigger desire and a greater how with action steps. And she created a new picture for herself.
Now, you have a nickname you're known for in your community. Why don't you tell our listeners what it is?
Well, it's kind of a funny one. I'm known as the word cop. And it's just sort of come out naturally. And it's not a negative thing. It's really quite a positive. And at first I was taken aback by it. But people that know me well, when I enter the room or I come into the conversation, they're like, oh, I have to watch what I'm saying now because Tammy's here. And it's not because they're, swearing all the time and saying bad words. They're usually saying things negatively about themselves, and I'll just, with their permission, reframe it. And what I love about it, and it makes me laugh, is that at least people are aware, and I hope that they'll then become aware more on their own of how they use words to, speak life or speak death over their life.
So am I going to get arrested today?
Not today. You've done very well, Jerry.
Thank God. Now, Tammy, you have a special offer for listeners of this show. It's about doing a free 30-minute session with them. Can you share a little bit about what that's about?
Absolutely. Well, for your listeners that are interested in tackling more of understanding their own mindset or how their limiting beliefs might be keeping from what they want to truly create in 2011, they can go to a link or a website that I'll give here shortly that they can sign up for a free growth planning session with me. And within that session, we'll identify within about 30 minutes an action step that they can take to dramatically change their tomorrow, to begin to put building blocks together for having the life of their dreams, to begin to change and adjust their frame of reference. Look at who they're giving sanction to in their life. There's so many things we can cover in 30 minutes. But the complete, aspect of in 30 minutes, they will, at the end of that conversation, they'll know exactly what to do next to create their best life now for 2011. So it's a free opportunity to engage with me, and the website is just to go to they can go to bit.ly bit.ly/tr2011.com.
So again, that's bit.ly/tr2011. And you'll get that, and you'll be able to register there for the free 30-minute session with Tammy. So, Tammy, I'd like to thank you for having been a guest today on Healthy Alternatives, and really appreciate your helping people make new alternatives for themselves. Thank you for being on.
Thank you.
So, as Tammy Redmond was saying, your words are powerful. Choose and use them wisely for yourself. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Liara Alderson. Liara is an energetic, fit baby boomer, and she's actually healthier today at 51 than at 21. She is a trainer that looks at how you can use fitness in your life. She's created a whole series of products called My Trainer Fitness. She's looking at what you can do in terms of using do-it-yourself workouts so that you can actually assist yourself in becoming healthier for you using exercise. You don't want to miss this show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.